Another day, another dollar here in post-apocalyptic America. And yesterday, you had Donald Trump say that he tried to give himself the Medal of Honor while he was president. Tried to award it to himself, and his advisors told him it couldn't be done. He also said he believes he's the most depressed American in U.S. history. The most depressed American of all time, meaning, I guess, more oppressed than the prisoners of war in Vietnam, who were taken hostage and tortured by enemy forces. More oppressed than Martin Luther King and other civil rights advocates in the 1960s. Just an outrageous claim, right? This man who squirreled away $250 million with his Stop the Steal grift of his own base, squirreled away about $250 million worth of contributions, and then went on to make a few billion bucks, at least nominally. I don't think he's cashed out all of his shares. Made a few billion from Truth Social, the Twitter clone that went public, former president's Twitter clone, so he feels like he's not deplatformed. He can still put out tweet-like outbursts on his own app. And he thinks he's the most depressed American of all time, sitting down there at Mar-a-Lago, sitting down in his mansion with his $250,000 from Stop the Steal and his several billion dollars of shares in Truth Social. Hey, Orange Blob, you're really pushing the limit, right? You got to give him credit. You got some big balls, some big orange balls, but he's really pushing the limit. And I voted for him. I think Trump post-presidency really reveals what this guy is. With each passing day, I like him less and less. He shits on crypto unsolicited, shits on our sacred crypto every chance he gets because he thinks that bankers will invite him back into the mainstream and the media will like his anti-crypto views. He's a simp. The guy sucks up to people he thinks are more powerful than him. His post-presidential run so far has been shameful. You look at other former presidents, they do stuff like build a library or, you know, spend some time on their foundation or their pet charity projects. Trump has spent every day being a victim. Being a victim and begging us for praise because he pushed the most deadly vaccine of all time on the American worker. He expects to be praised for that. This guy who said he was looking out for us. Well, American workers would be doing a lot better right now if they hadn't been semi-forced to take the fucking clot shot. That mRNA shit absolutely taints Trump's legacy because he either didn't know what the fuck he was doing or it was one of the most malicious moves by a leader ever. So the guy's just off the wall, most suppressed American. What a weirdo. Again, I voted for him, and with each passing day, he proves he's not worthy of being president again. Scary, actually. Scary, because if he gets back into power, it's not going to be bringing down John Podesta and his dear friend Hillary Clinton, whom he's riffed off of for the last 6 years now. Their little fake rivalry. He's replaced Rosie O'Donnell with Hillary Clinton. Just the fake TV rivalry. They were friends before he ran for president. He was friends with the Clintons for a decade. He was friends with the Rothschilds for 35 years. He's one of them. How people can't get that simple fact through their skulls truly blows my mind. He's one of them. And again, that mRNA vaccine is just completely inexcusable. The way he, the way he praises himself. It's like some bizarre King Lear kind of demented thing. Thank God he's not in power anymore. I mean, I don't like Joe Biden at all. Joe Biden doesn't act like he's being victimized by the world like Trump does. Trump's become a scary guy. Again, if he were back in power tomorrow, he wouldn't go after John Podesta or his dear child trafficking friends who went to Epstein Island off and on for 15 years. He wouldn't go after the elite because those are Trumpy's friends. He wants back in their good graces. Instead, he'd go after random media commentators and people like me who expose what he is. That's what he would go after, is the people like us who expose that he's a thin-skinned liar, pretended to be a populist, used it to, in 4 years, didn't advance cannabis, actually tried to harm crypto. Mnuchin, his treasury secretary, was very anti-crypto, and Trump was the first president to talk about Bitcoin. In a tweet, he mentioned it and linked it to criminal activity. So did the P2P money community no favors. He's one of them. To call this guy a populist or a defender of the public good, he's fucking one of them. Team Epstein, Team Poison the West with these never-ending mRNA clot shots. And I've said it before and I'll say it again. Fuck you, Trump. I see through you 100%. Your defenders like Jack Posobiec and Sebastian Gorka are truly pathetic people. And I was there in Washington, D.C. when those emails were at peak virality. Those Podesta emails. Peak virality. Trump even tweeted about it and said all the serious crimes of the Podestas. All the serious crimes. He even tweeted about it. It was all controlled opposition, all just the honeypot. So he tweets about stuff we know is happening, but then never prosecutes these people. He was president for 4 years. He could have taken down the deep state in a single afternoon. He could have held a press conference and read some of their fucking emails, and that would have been that. Instead, his DOJ initiated. His DOJ is the one who initiated on Assange. Assange is ruined because of William Barr's DOJ. And who picked Barr? Trump. So again, even if Trump had no control over his DOJ or FBI, he could have just held a press conference and the deep state would have been toppled in a single afternoon. Could have just outed 1% of their child trafficking shit, 1% of their occult filth, and they would have collapsed. In 4 years, he never did. Instead, it was this weird honeypot where all the people talking about this were driven to suicide or exited media or just disappeared. Just completely left the public eye. Every single person talking about those emails. Trump, you're so fucking disgusting. It blows my mind. Many others aren't awake in my country, but I am 100%. You're fucking one of them, and you're absolutely pathetic, and you'll get no praise from me. Thank you guys so much. Yeah, it also came out in the last 48 hours that Trump had an outburst because he saw that they're covering Ron DeSantis more and the possibility that DeSantis will run in 2024. He said Fox has joined the dark side by promoting DeSantis. They've joined the dark side. No, Trumpy, Fox News and other television networks are not contractually obligated to cover you and your random outbursts on Truth Social 24/7. They're in the business of making money. And many people want to hear about DeSantis because he's a promising Republican leader. They want to hear about him because he's a promising conservative who isn't focused on himself and imaginary feuds with others 24/7. Again, the post-presidency Trump is a scary being. A scary guy desperate for approval, seems to forget that he's the former president of the United States, doesn't act like it, acts like some Kardashian. Some deplatformed Kardashian hungry for a new gig. That's how he acts. It's totally shameful and bizarre. And again, you'll get no praise from me for authorizing and then promoting the most lethal medical experiment of all time. You'll get no praise, not now, not in the future. All the censorship under your administration, in retrospect, it was just to cover up those WikiLeaks. Just to cover up your sad Pizza Head friends at the top. And maybe people should have listened to me about these fucking people in the WikiLeaks. These disastrous inheritors of their money who torture children on Caribbean islands because they have to do it out of sight of, you know, American laws. Maybe people should have listened a little bit. Instead, these fuckers pushed a pandemic on you all and faulty vaccines. They began to believe they could get away with anything because they own some cover-up bloggers and they own, you know, some television media. These people began to truly believe they can get away with anything. And that's scary. So if you enjoy this content, you enjoy our research, be sure to get the newsletter. Link in profile. I send out a lot of our stuff via email at this point because it's less censored. You know, an email can go out to thousands of people in a second. And then people forward it around to other people they know, and it's a good way of information going viral. Unfortunately, even TikTok isn't perfect when a video takes off there. I had a couple of videos yesterday. Really took off about Pizzagate and John Podesta. Already one of those videos is banned. No reason. Totally polite video. You know, there's no conceivable reason why it would be a violation of their terms of service. Just banned. We don't live in a free world right now. World run by fucking Pizza Heads. But again, if you support our research, either get that newsletter or maybe send a tip over PayPal. I feel sometimes like I'm out in the cold. I feel sometimes if not for my little bit of Bitcoin and Ether, I'd be on a street corner begging or something. Because people, I'm so unappreciated. People don't really respect what we do. And that's a shame also. It's like someone's got to be listening to this stuff. We're number 76 in America this week. Someone's listening. Feel free to support us so that this work doesn't go away. Thank you, guys.
You're listening to Fulcrum News, real news from America and around the world. FulcrumNews.com/subscribe to get our premium membership and updates via email.